This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump grabbed headlines Monday at the G7 summit in France when he told reporters that China has reached out to resume trade negotiations. Trump expressed optimism a trade deal will get done.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump downplayed any sense of tension between himself and French President Emmanuel Macron after the French leader met Sunday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif.
He asked me, I said, if you want to do that, that's okay. I don't consider that disrespectful at all, especially when he asked me for approval.
Iran and the United States have been in a state of heightened strained relations since Mr. Trump withdrew last year from the Iran nuclear agreement. He says he is not seeking regime change in Iran.
Iran has a chance to really build themselves up and be a very great nation, greater than before, but they have to stop terrorism.
He specified that any new agreement with Iran would require Iran's nuclear program not be used to develop weapons and would include limits on Iran's ballistic missile program. World leaders at the G7 summit are committing an immediate $22 million to fight the raging wildfires in the Amazon countries in South America that are threatening the world's biggest rainforest. French President Macron says he is also considering launching an international campaign to help sub-Saharan African countries fight fires that are being compared to the Amazon rainforest fires. U.S. stocks are up in late morning trading. For all the news, whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police are defending the firing of a warning shot during anti-government protests.